Good morning, everyone. Myself, Suresh Kumar. So I will be presenting this talk on behalf of my colleagues, Satish. So unfortunately, he could not make it to the ApacheCon. So I'm a CloudStack developer since last 3 years. Since 2005, I joined Citrix and now part of Accelerite, and mainly involved in VMware integration with the CloudStack, and mainly into the storage orchestration. The main developer of supporting GPU in VMware is Nitin. So what is GPU? GPU, it's a graphical processing unit. As the name itself says, it is basically used to process the graphics, which so is used to accelerate the image output. Okay, so with the recent advent of vGPU, we have a capability to share the GPU capabilities across each VMs. So the main goal of this talk is to introduce high computation power of GPUs to VMs deployed in the cloud stack, and enable GPU and vGPUs for VM so that it meet the requirements to process the graphics, the main graphic applications like AutoCAD, Photoshop, etc. So these the currently what CloudStack supports in terms of vGPU. So the CloudStack currently supports Zen server, and the main GPU graphic cards supported are NVIDIA Grid K1 and K2 installed on Zen server 6.2 plus. And so and this has been extended to support the GPU and vGPU in VMware. And the main cards are NVIDIA Grid K1 and K2 on VMware host. It is VMware 6.2 update 2 onwards. So you can find the links here, features specification and the PR links. You can go through the feature FS and the CloudStack branch which has been created for the pull request. So all the details and the detailed description of this feature is been mentioned in this. You can go through the link provided here. So the basic allocation models of the GPU. One is the direct or the pass-through. So here the entire physical GPU card is dedicated to a particular VM. And there is no sharing of the GPU is allowed here. Another is a vGPU. So here multiple VMs will share the GPU card in the physical host. So what is the workflow in the cloud stack? So admin would define the service offering and select the physical GPU in the host and the vGPU type required to deploy the VM. And there are two ways in which we can assign the GPU to a VM. One is while deploying the instance, you can choose a service offering with the vGPU. And the second one is the current VM, you can change the service offering of the with the vGPU, and you will have then VM with the vGPU installed. So how CloudStack handles vGPU tasks internally? So while adding the host, so CloudStack queries the hypervisor resource, mainly VMware in this case, to detect the vGPU cards in the host. And it will update the DB based on the vGPU cards in the host and the vGPU card types. So I will take you through the different card types in the upcoming sessions, upcoming slides. So the configuring VM with GPU and vGPU support has been added. And we can destroy the VM with GPU and vGPU. It will release the resources, and then again it will query the hypervisor resource, and it will again update back the DB so that it will maintain the GPU capacity at the given time. And the operations supported for the VM with GPU. The core migration is supported, live migration is not supported, and VM snapshots with for a VM with GPU is not supported. So, and we can internally manage the GPU card's capacity with the different service offerings created. It generates different alerts based on the GPU capacity and the service offering you selected for the VM deployment. And the usage events would be updated accordingly. So what are the different API changes? So for creating the service offering, we have an existing parameter called service offering details, which is a map. So you have to add a PCI device and a vGPU type as the keys, and you have to provide the respective values so that it will be updated. The service offering would be updated with the respective GPU card type. And this is basically the listing of service offering and the virtual machines. So when you list the service offering, if there is any GPU or vGPU in it, it will automatically list it. And if the virtual machine is deployed with the vGPU type, it will be listed in the list virtual machines. Listing hosts. So when you list the host, it will list the various vGPU parameters like video RAM, max, heads, and X and Y resolution, etc. So these are the compatibility and interoperability requirements. So from ESXi 6.0 update 2 and later versions, this NVIDIA K1 and K2 cards are supported. And these are the various operating systems which in the VMware which are supported for the vGPU and GPU functionality. And this is the requirement where you have to install the SMI driver in the ESXi host containing the GPU card. So this is the UI flow. So you have to go to the service offering when adding the service offering, you have to select the GPU which has been extracted when you add a host, and it is in the database. So when you create a service offering, the service offering details will populate all the GPUs in the host which you have added in the cloud stack. And when you select any of the GPU card in the host, it will list all the vGPU types. You can select any of the vGPU type. The first is the pass-through, which is nothing but a physical GPU card which is directly assigned to a single VM. And the other vGPU types are nothing but the shared GPU. So here you can see when you go to the host details, whatever the vGPU facility it provides, you can see here the video RAM and the max resolution provided. Based on that, the capacity you can see to the number of VMs it can be supported. So if you go to the VM details after deploying the VM, you can see what is the vGPU type it is being using. So even the dashboard will list the GPU percentage is being in use by the VMs in the cloud stack. So these are the following limitations. So live VM migration is not supported for the VMs with GPU or vGPU, and the VM snapshot with memory is not supported. And we cannot assign more than one GPU per VM. And when the host is put into maintenance mode, the current behavior is all the non-GPU VMs are moved to a suitable host. But if the VM is with the GPU, they are stopped and in the same host. Okay, that's all from my side. Any questions? Yeah. The GPU cards are in ESXi 6.0 and update 2. Can you repeat your question? Sorry?
I wonder why SMY in the person mode.
Percentage of GPU, right? 1 second. This one. This one. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the driver has to be installed in the VMware host. VMware host, where the GPU card is installed. In order to share the GPU capabilities across the multiple VMs, you have to install this driver in the ESXi host so that you can use the vGPU technology.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Any other questions? Yeah. Sorry? Currently the PR is in review, so the target branch is 4.11, but this is a PR link. Once the review is done, maybe we will merge it to 4.11. I think recently there was a question in the community regarding the support for GPU. Yeah.
Is there any, it seems like this is all like Citrix oriented. Is there any push to get anything in Linux and some other applications for GPU such as AI? It's all some kind of client rather than using people for, you know,
I'm not sure. Within the virtual machines?
Within the virtual machine, it can be guest OSP,
In any ways. In any ways. The hypervisor has to provide the support for that OS. Maybe I can get back to you after discussing with my colleague. Yeah, okay. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.